Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 32 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Hope Set on the Living God. Billy Graham once said, "I can tell you that God is alive because I talked to him this morning." Our text for today is 1 Timothy 4:7 through 10. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourselves for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Paul wrote 1 Timothy to mentor Timothy and instruct him on facing issues in the church at Ephesus. The main cause for the letter was to teach Timothy how to lead in ministry while also urging him to resist false teachings. Rather than listening to silly myths, Paul told Timothy to train yourself for godliness. Brian Chappell and R. Kent Hughes explain Paul's words as follows. The call to train yourself to be godly is highly expressive. The word train is a translation of the Greek word gymnos, which means naked, and is the word from which we derive the English word gymnasium. In traditional Greek athletic contests, the participants competed without clothing, so their movements would not be hindered. So the word train originally carried the literal meaning to exercise naked. By New Testament times, it referred to exercise and training in general, but even then it was and still is a word with the smell of the gym in it, the sweat of a good workout. Exercise, workout, train yourself for the purpose of godliness conveys the feel of what Paul is saying. Run until your feet are like lead, and then choose to sprint. Pump iron until your muscles burn, until another rep is impossible, and then do more. This call comes to us, and we can see its wisdom throughout all of life. The discipline of training for 10,000 hours enables some of us mortals to run 100 meters in 10 seconds. Hours of watching game films can free a defensive back to play with utter abandon. But when it comes to spiritual matters, we hesitate. Discipline sounds too much like legalism. But such thinking is mistaken. Legalism is self-centered, but discipline is God-centered. The legalistic heart says, "I will do this thing to gain merit with God." The disciplined heart says, "I will do this thing because I love God and I want to please Him." Paul knew this difference well, and he never gave an inch to legalists, even while challenging Christians to train yourself to be godly. Godly demands the strenuous striving for goals as found among athletes at the highest level. However, spiritual training towards godliness serves a much higher purpose. Paul expresses that bodily training has some value, but godliness has value in every way because it holds promise for the present life and the life to come. Robert H. Mount shares this insight. Godliness is valuable because it makes the present life a more abundant life, and it guarantees continuous fellowship with Christ in the age to come. The authors of Exalting Jesus in 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus add, "Train in prayer, in the word, in fasting, in worship, and in sharing the gospel. Spend your time in that kind of training. Your body will only last for a few years, but the gains from godliness will endure forever." This leads Paul to an incredible conclusion. "For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially those who believe." The end we strive for is godliness. The reason we toil is because our hope is set on the living God. Notice that our hope is set. This is not an isolated act of hope that occurs occasionally. This is a continuous attitude of hope that is established in our hearts. Our hope is in the living God. Jesus is alive and well. He is victorious, even over death, and seated at the right hand of the Father. He is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Christ saves every person who puts his or her faith in him. So, exercise spiritually for godliness. Train for what makes a difference now and for all eternity. And remember, a huge part of what keeps you in spiritual shape is the hope you exercise daily in your living God. Take a few moments to consider the following questions. In what ways do people focus more on physical exercise than their spiritual training? What does your dedication to spiritual training say about the amount of hope you've placed in Christ? And finally, in what specific ways is your hope set on the living God? Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a great day.